Hey guys, welcome back to It's Nonsense, the podcast that has the most consistently inconsistent schedule. Now, I do promise you, the next podcast will come out before the next 2 years have passed. Now, the thing I want to start our podcast by talking about...
Hold on.
...is...
Who are we?
Oh, yeah. We got the woman, the weird guy, and the funny, amazing master. By the way, that's Ivy, Rylan, and Arlen.
Why would you call yourself a master?
Just the master.
You're master of what?
Master of what?
Master of baiting?
I'm master of catching fish and like using, animals.
So you're a masturbator?
I'm a masturbator.
You're a professional.
So, the first thing I want to talk about is snow. Love it or hate it?
Hate.
That's a tough question.
I hate driving in it, but I don't mind it. Like, I hate driving in snow. But like, when snow comes around in like December, I'm chilling. It's like, oh, the Christmas spirit. But otherwise... It's pretty snow. Snow sucks.
Okay. I mean, like, personally, it just depends on how I'm feeling day to day. Like, we've had a really hot December here so far. So the current snow, super welcomed. It's just got... It's the perfect vibe to have for the holiday season. Snow is really pretty. I hate being out in it.
No, that dark snow.
Valid.
Hey, welcome.
Now...
I'm on neither side. I don't love it or hate it.
Me personally,
it's got its ups and downs like everything.
I'd say that I do like snow. I really do because I ski, and so you can't ski without snow. And I
yes,
really
you can.
Enjoy skiing.
Not with that attitude, you can't.
Okay, but I think it is like I love it when there's more snow, and also I like the cold personally. So, it is near Christmas, and here in Canada, here in Alberta, we haven't gotten much snow yet, and we recently got a bit of snow, and I agree with Ivy, it's very welcome because it didn't really feel as much like Christmas, you know, without the snow, and it also means that when I hit the slopes, it'll be nice.
That's real.
I'll be biffed.
I didn't even think of that because I personally hate skiing. But I also don't go outside, so...
Go outside? I haven't touched
the sun. Shut the fuck up. Okay, puffer jacket.
The vest.
I don't give a shit.
Hi there, for everyone watching at home. viewers watching at home.
Of course you do.
Rylan's wearing a puffer jacket.
A vest, again.
It's a puffer vest.
I do have a puffer jacket.
Yeah, you look like you play football.
What's that supposed to be?
I don't know. Take it how you will.
I'm black.
Shut the fuck up. Okay.
I'm an athletic white person, okay?
Yeah, my favorite part of snow is it's just really pretty.
It is.
I just love
eating it.
Fact.
Especially
honestly,
that red snow. Goddamn, that's the good shit.
When you eat snow, it's so good.
One?
As long as it's
yellow
not yellow
snow
and you're,
is mid.
You're not actually...
Yellow snow is mid.
Red snow is okay.
Nah, red snow is the best.
Brown snow is the best flavor.
No, it's not. It's pure whack. It's the mix between, like, the brown and the gray.
You ever had the green snow?
No, I haven't.
Radiation flavored.
Oh.
You take the snow, you put a block of uranium in it, you leave it in your freezer for 3 days. Chef's kiss.
That's just a uranium ice cube.
Yes. Did I stutter?
Hey guys, if you could drink anything, like anything, and have it not kill you, the effects will apply to you.
Liquid nitrogen.
But you won't kill you.
So anything
and
like...
It'll apply for the next 24 hours. After 24 hours, you'll get like a Windows pop-up that shows up in your head. And it'll be like, do you want these effects to continue? And you'll be able to say yes
liquid
or no.
Liquid nitrogen.
You would drink liquid nitrogen.
Honestly, that's so fair. I want to know what that feels like.
I want to go boom.
Alright.
I think my choice... I try some sort of like cleaning agent from under the
bleach,
under the sink, because they all look and smell really tasty.
Bleach.
I would drink pure
Windex.
The forbidden Gatorade.
I would drink dark matter.
Personally, I drink the Detroit tap water.
I would drink dark matter because I would want to see what that would do to me for science. For
is
science.
Is dark matter a liquid?
I don't know.
Dark matter exists in a state that we can't specify.
I want to drink liquid.
As long as you drink it through a silly straw, it's fine.
I want to drink
I will
oxygen
find a
liquefied.
I'd put it in a little sippy cup, and I would drink it anyway. I would ingest dark matter somehow.
That's fair. You would find a way.
I want either
that or I'd like drink lava.
I want to do shots of mercury.
Lava?
Because I just think doing shots of mercury.
What would happen if you drink pure uranium? You would die. But what if you didn't die? Like this question.
Well, immediately it would take a while for the radiation effects to set in.
If you drank pure uranium?
It would take about a couple hours.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Pure liquid uranium.
Neon.
Pure liquid uranium.
I want to drink.
It would take a couple hours for the effects to show.
Potassium.
It would ruin your body. It would literally tear your atoms apart.
Oh, fuck.
From the inside. So, it's basically like an ulcer that won't stop growing.
See, what I want to do is I want to drink unhealthy amounts of potassium.
That'll still give you radiation poisoning.
But don't worry, guys. No matter what, at the end of the day, you'll get that Windows pop-up that says, do you want these effects to continue?
Yes.
And you don't
the
need
radiation
to,
will
you
kill
don't need
you.
To physically, you don't need to physically
can
visit.
I put
you can control
later?
A mouse with your mind.
Wait,
but,
like, what if I accidentally, like, intrusive thought and think of the wrong one?
Wait, so like...
No, you move the mouse with your mind. You have to, like...
Okay, so what you're saying is this window pops up and it's like, yes, maybe later, no.
No, just yes and no.
No, but like sometimes you get those pop-ups
like,
so it's like
yes,
maybe later.
Maybe,
yes,
maybe
no,
later,
give
then...
me the effects in 20 years to the second.
No, it's yes, maybe, and no. And if you say yes, maybe later, and no, but after you click maybe later, it takes 2 seconds and it just pops up again.
Well, imagine.
That will consistently happen.
Well, Rylan,
put snooze.
Imagine this. Like, you press maybe later, and then like 20 years down the line, you have a wife, kids, stable job, and then just as your atoms are being ripped apart.
You just say they're just chilling. You just get. They don't see it, but they just hear the sound of a Windows pop up.
Nope.
And it's just like, what's that, honey? I was like. Oh, yeah, I forgot about
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, the kill switch. What does this button do?
Wait,
forgot
about what? Oh, I downed, like, 6 glasses of liquid nitrogen when I was, like, 4.
It's like, yeah, you know those Garfield cups that have lead in them?
Melted.
I drank water from one of those.
I melted it down and then drank out of another one.
So I melted tungsten.
So what I did...
Put that bitch in a shot glass, downed it, and then... Saw what happened.
What's your personal opinion on Isaac?
I want to drink anthrax.
He's a bitch. I can't believe he invented gravity. Ruined my dream of flying.
Dude. You want to know something?
What?
I want to just melt down some anthrax and just chug that shit.
Just drink up like 40 of cyanide. Get down in that bitch.
40 ounces of cyanide. Nah, don't give me that 6-pack. I want that 40 ounce.
Wait, we're talking about
why
that.
Should I throw this plastic 6-pack ring into the river? The river is right there. I don't want it.
We're talking about the liquid that you would drink that would kill you, right?
Yeah, yes. We're still on this.
What if you drank... How much Viagra do you think it would take to kill you? What if you drank...
We're asking the big questions
you
here.
You drink so much Viagra, it just swells.
You just continue to drink
It just
Viagra.
Swells and then... pops like a balloon.
well, because the effects go.
I'm ready for you, babe.
You're just like stoned out of your mind.
You're just paralyzed.
Like
from the waist
there's no blood anywhere else in your body. Like
you're the only body part that you can move is your penis. So everything else is just paralyzed. You just
it's like the guy in the old folks home who can't move a muscle and he just screams. Can't even make your vocal cords function. You just gotta scream like an infant.
Me when I was supposed to give a presentation for school.
What, that you just scream or that you get hard? Let's move on. Let's move on to a different question.
Just,
okay, theoretically, if you were placed in a room and there were two doors and you had to fight what was on the other side of the door
the
to get out.
Door.
No, I haven't said the question yet.
Find the right door.
One rhinoceros that's not full size, it's only 6 feet in length. It's still big. It's still very big.
Still
full. That's not the question. Or in the other room, two mildly venomous scorpions that are about the size of your legs.
How badly would the venom affect you?
So it would immediately hurt like a wasp sting, okay, but like more. And then it was, then the pain would start to spread throughout your body. So over the course of like 10 minutes till it's like all over you. But it won't kill you.
Okay.
Scorpion.
Would it ever kill you? How much venom would it take to kill you?
Can I eat the scorpion?
You would have to, I would say venom is being consistently pumped into your system for an hour.
Wow, so that's a lot of steam. How big are these scorpions?
The size of your leg.
Can I eat?
That's like not even, that's their body size, not their tail. Like head to where the tail begins, that's as big as your leg.
Can I eat it?
If you kill it.
Can I
fight it? I'd fight the scorpion.
With any attitude, you can. You would fight the scorpions?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would take the rhino.
Okay. So for Arlen.
But that's for you to figure out what I'm doing with the
now
rhino.
Now three scorpions versus the same rhino.
Well, the rhino.
Okay.
Now my reasoning is, right? I was kind of 50-50 because I think I could easily like hurt the scorpions, but the thing is they could deal
a lot
of damage
to me. Yeah, I think I could hurt the rhinoceros too.
Whereas I think I could also really hurt the rhinoceros. So I rolled a D6, right?
Oh my fucking god.
And I got above a 3, which made me choose the scorpions.
Okay.
But now when you add more scorpions and it was so close that I had to roll for it, I choose the rhino.
That's fair. Rylan, so you chose rhino first time around. Two rhinos versus the two scorpions. Which one are you choosing then?
Two rhinos, but I'm not gonna tell you what I'm doing.
I'm gonna fuck the rhinos, we already know.
No,
three
dude.
Rhinos versus the scorpions.
Foursome? I mean, four opponents?
The three opponents.
And myself. Self-harm, baby.
You're your own
You're
opponent.
The wrong person to ask these questions.
Self-harm.
I love these kinds of like, would you rather questions where like, after you pick an answer, the answer that you picked has something changed
how old
to
are
it
the rhinos?
To see what your limits are with each side. It's like the ones we did at the football
how,
game. The ones.
What do you choose?
How
you choose?
Old?
So between
are the rhinos,
less than 18.
20.
What you say? Less than 18.
They are 4.
I pass.
Okay. Anyways, so Arlen, you're asking what I think between the one rhino or the two scorpions?
Yep.
I'd probably take the rhino.
I bet you
because
would. I bet you
shut the fuck up in a fight to the death. So I think that I think I'm fast. So like it charges me, I can kind of just like sidestep it.
How fast is a rhino?
I'll fucking like Dark Souls dodge roll.
Let's
out of
see
the
how
way.
Fast rhino is. Just
well, now searching up the speed of a rhino.
Well, like, it's...
Fast,
I play dude. Dead by Daylight. I can dodge an Oni attack.
Fast
I can dodge a rhino.
Your character can dodge an Oni attack. I don't think you can dodge
No, I could. Watch me.
White right. rhino, 50 kilometers. Black rhino, 55. That's a little weird how the Indian rhinoceros is also 55.
So
every single
smaller?
One of those rhinos can run exactly 55.
Fast.
What's the average?
Does
yeah, I know. But like, yeah.
Human run.
Well, no, I'm not saying outrun it. I'm saying like
13 kilometers.
Rylan, I'm saying like move around its charge, you know? Like it charges at me and I just move out of the way.
Good.
My fucking god. Okay.
Okay.
You
so.
Go. You got one? Let's hear it.
Would you rather?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Go back in time and be born as
Isaac I'll take the
Newton,
right door.
Isaac Newton, but slightly less intelligent, but you still have to, but you know, you have your knowledge, but you know you have to do what he did. So you have to make his, you have to like do his theory of gravity. You have to make calculus in your base. You have to invent calculus in your basement.
I don't want to do that.
Go back in time and be reborn as Johann Sebastian Bach and have to have like over 20 kids and write over 1,000 pieces in the Baroque era.
See, I don't like the idea of
but also live in the
gravity.
Baroque era, so you'll probably get like a bunch of STDs.
See, I like the day when gravity wasn't a thing yet.
Yeah,
so,
and everybody's just floating around.
Yeah. So I think I'm gonna go with
option B.
I would do Isaac Newton.
People are wondering how the Egyptians built the pyramids. They just floated around because Isaac Newton had
Well, here's the thing. Here's what I do. I would take Isaac Newton and I would invent neither.
But
I just wouldn't do it.
But you have to before you die.
They don't.
You'd be like... No.
What would stop me?
A guy shows up at your deathbed and makes it so you have an eternity of torture. Guaranteed.
Don't care. No calculus, no gravity.
You have to listen to Gen Alpha songs in the torture for the rest of eternity.
That's fine. I'll get used to it eventually.
While you do calculus.
Fuck you.
And also, when you get used to Gen Alpha songs...
No, you can't do calculus yet because it's not invented.
No. Oh,
yeah, if I didn't invent it, if I didn't invent it, it's not there to be done.
Calculus from the alternate universe where it was invented.
Fuck you.
A harder version of it.
Die. What do you mean a harder version of it? Calculus is calculus. It can't be harder or easier. It's fucking calculus.
Alternate universe. As you listen to Gen Alpha songs, and when you get used to Gen Alpha songs, you gotta listen to Dream songs.
Ooh. Songs. What Gen Alpha songs?
Sticking out your god for the Rizzler.
I could deal with it.
And, what other Gen Alpha songs do you use? I don't know. There's really bad ones.
No, don't get me wrong. Dream songs suck. They are nowhere close to the worst songs out there.
You also have to listen to Rylan singing you stuff. Just anything.
Have you watched Smiling Friends?
Smiling Friends, no, I haven't.
Shit, then that reference won't
make sense. Okay, fine. Not just Gen Alpha and Dream songs, but like also your least favorite music.
Hey, I'm
ever.
Not a bad singer. I can sing
country.
Country. Ooh. Oh, yeah. You gotta listen to country for the rest of eternity.
I can sing some good
well,
songs.
Well, can I choose?
Country, but Rylan trying to sing the country.
Trap country.
Trap country with Rylan singing it.
Oh, my God.
I think I do just fine.
Okay, then.
No, singer. Rylan, I bet you are.
Okay, Arlen, with those details, I would then choose Bach.
You would choose Bach?
Yeah,
and
write all the songs. Because
yeah.
I get to be one of the most famous musicians in history.
I chose Bach.
Bach is the GOAT.
Bach more like cock.
Jock.
More like sock.
Cock.
If he were a bunch of birds, he'd be Johann Sebastian Flock. If he were a type of shoe, he'd be Johann Sebastian Croc.
No, we're not doing this.
No, we're doing this!
No, we're not.
If his name was Dwayne, he'd be Dwayne Sebastian Rock.
The fuck?
What?
If he were in Minecraft, he'd be Johann Sebastian Block.
Not.
Shut the fuck up.
If you were a piece of hair, you'd be Johann Sebastian Bach.
That's good. If he were trying to, if he were at your door, he'd be Johann Sebastian Knock.
If he were on your feet, he'd be Johann Sebastian Sock. Actually, he kind of looks like the guy to have a foot fetish.
Whoa.
Honestly, the pictures of him.
Well, he did have like 20 kids.
So. He did have 20 kids. Oh yeah, you would also have to have the 20 kids. As
That's fine.
So, like, I'm
if he were shares of a business, he'd be Johann Sebastian Stock.
That's pretty okay. Joke.
Shut the fuck up. I had to think for that one.
If he was a...
You had to think? I know people did.
If he were a footwear with sports mode, he'd be Johann Sebastian Croc.
I said Croc.
You already said Croc.
If he were moving, he'd be Johann Sebastian Walk.
Dubs.
If he were a Pokemon trainer, he'd be Johann Sebastian Brock.
If he were in America, he'd be Johann Sebastian Glock.
Hey, that's messed up. There's a lot. Hey, that's kind of a dirty move, okay? They've gone through a lot.
If he were a Star Wars creature, he'd be Johann Sebastian Ewok.
if he were used to write on blackboards, he'd be Johann Sebastian Chalk.
That's a good one. I'm pretty sure that's a type of bird.
If he were a piece of Asian cookware, he'd be Johann Sebastian Wok.
That's good.
You used Wok already, but this is
yeah.
A type of
Yes, the Chinese.
If he didn't shut up, he'd be Johann Sebastian Talk.
If he were if he were a Canadian goose, he'd be Johann Sebastian Squawk.
Okay, let's
All right, you got a topic for us, Rylan?
No, let's just move on though.
If he were a predatory bird, he'd be Johann Sebastian Hawk.
Hey.
No.
Hey.
No. Why'd you grab the scissors?
I'm gonna stab you to death.
please
don't. I'm gonna puncture your arteries.
No.
If you were a...
I don't have arteries.
I had them surgically removed. If you,
I have veins.
If you were in Africa, Dwayne's. He'd be Johann Sebastian. Samina, mina, waka, waka.
That was too fucking long of a punchline. But it was still funny.
Goodness gracious.
Goodness gracious.
Can we...
So, gentlemen, 2023 is coming to a close. What are some of your favorite pieces of media that came out this year that you've consumed? So, shows, movies...
I haven't really ate too much
movie.
Media,
shut the fuck up!
I watched the Napoleon movie and I quite enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I do think, like, I wish they... Like, I know that it was a very important part of his life, and I think there was a good balance there. But I would have preferred it a little more if they focused less on his marriage and more on the war. But I also know it was a very important part of his life, and I understand why they focused a lot.
See? Yeah, that's fair. I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I can't comment.
Arlen also
I won't
interaction
spoil it,
with
but...
women, so
yeah, Arlen's never talked to a woman.
Yeah,
no, no, it's
you can tell because he liked the Napoleon movie.
That was not that funny.
Why did you laugh so hard?
It was actually funny though.
Well, yeah, me yeah. And the person I watched it with, Nick, we played Smash or Pass with the characters in the Napoleon movie.
Oh yeah, that's fair.
There weren't that many women though, so it was kind of weird.
That's.
And me personally, I'm straight, so.
Napoleon, smash your pants.
So like, there was like a few people who we said smash to.
Girls, I want to see men.
Where are the
men? Well, Nick said
where the boys
smash
at?
To more people than I did.
Where the boys at?
Gay.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh
really?
Yeah.
Cool. I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Huh. Glad you bothered. You did.
I know something he doesn't.
I thought you guys had secret meetings.
No.
Quit it.
No, it's your thing to bring up.
Blackmail.
Black.
I don't like
my
it.
Type. Anyways, Rylan, what about you? Anything that came out in 23 that tickled your wiener?
Hey, what the... Me and my back.
No.
Anything that came out this year that you enjoyed?
Ooh, the new Spider-Man movie, the Into the Spider-Verse movie.
Oh, yeah?
Pretty good.
Oh,
I enjoyed that.
I still haven't seen that.
Me too.
Yeah,
one of my friends saw it in the theater four times and said it got better and better every time. So, like, I need to watch that,
but I'm just waiting for it to come
it's
out.
Like, I loved the first one. And
yeah,
no, like, superhero movies aren't really my thing, but I loved
really
the first
good.
One.
I enjoyed it. It was really good. Also, the Puss in Boots movie, that one was
oh, yeah,
good.
That one was great. That was so good.
So good.
It was such a good movie. I did see that one.
What other ones?
It's the first movie one of us
oh,
brought
the
up.
Oh, the new Hunger Games. I did watch that, too.
No way.
Yeah, that was really good.
Oh, my God. So jealous. I need to see that still.
The new Hunger Games? Is that the new Mr. Beast video in Africa? The Hunger Games?
I challenge these 100 starving people to fight to the death over this loaf of bread.
Guys, it's not food. It's water.
My bad. It should be the thirsty
over this bottle of water.
You know how grateful I realize I am. So in school, our school has literally like shut
you go
down.
To school?
Our... Yeah, they don't though. But so back to my thing. So shush, white man. Okay,
says you.
No,
mean?
Rylan is definitely black.
Okay, so. Back to my thing. So they shut, like actually they turned off the water fountain, so our water fountains don't work. And what I realized is I don't drink enough water. Because I literally said to the teacher, she's like, yeah, we shut them off, so now you guys realize how grateful you are for water. I was like, I don't even use the water fountains in the school.
How many people use the water fountains?
I was like,
I do everything.
I was like, I don't even know if I drink enough water.
Oh, I know I don't.
So I think they're doing fine. I don't know what the big deal is.
So that's the moral of your story.
So guys, the moral of this story is that we can never become politicians. Because if we do, this podcast is going to bite us so hard in the ass.
No.
This is why we should have made up fake names. Or maybe these are fake names.
Hmm.
Yeah,
we haven't told you anything.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, guys. Neil deGrasse Tyson is very racist.
Black.
Well, you black can, people can be racist.
You can be racist and but not be white. Tyson, white people...
Yeah, I love Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Racism isn't exclusive to white people.
Yeah, but, like, they don't think they can be racist.
You don't think you can be racist.
I know I can be racist.
That's yeah. why I
truth.
So
God be racist.
I saw a lot of movies this year.
Yeah?
I saw...
Motley Crue.
What?
What?
Oh, yeah. So I saw the Puss in Boots movie.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I saw it. No, I didn't see that this year. I saw that last year. I saw the D&D movie.
The D&D movie. I thought that was alright.
It was so fun. Okay. It was like a 90s early 2000s B movie, but with a massive budget, and I loved it.
Yeah.
It was just a bunch of dumb fun. I also saw the Menu.
Ooh,
which is a really great. That? It was really good. I had no idea what it was going into it.
You know what's really great?
My boyfriend was just like, you want to go see a movie today? I was like, okay, which one? He was like, this one, The Menu, looks cool. And I was like, okay, let's go. And then we did, and it was really great. I had a really good time.
Was it about a menu?
So, no spoilers for anybody who gives a shit. So it's about a bunch of, like, rich people who pay to go to this island for, like, a dining experience.
But they all die.
Do they?
Except for the woman. Get the cheese.
Does she? I just said no spoilers. There's not a spoiler. There's not a spoiler. It's not a spoiler. It's
never,
not a spoiler.
Never
that
seen,
doesn't
never
happen
seen
in the movie.
The movie, therefore it's not a spoiler.
I've seen it's a great movie. The cinematography was amazing. The acting was amazing.
Sure, that came out this year.
Yeah, it came out this year.
Oh, I thought it came out earlier.
No, because I saw it I saw it 2 months into dating my boyfriend.
Okay.
And it had just come out.
Are you Oh, okay. Are you sure it wasn't just, like, being replayed in the theater?
No, it just came out.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like, it came out in, like, February, I think.
You know what's a really great thing that I saw? Skipper Meets the Man.
Oh, that's such a good series of two short films.
We're definitely not self-plugging.
We're totally not in those short films and are trying to promote them.
Go to
fucking
Ivy Isn't
down.
Real on...
Ivy Isn't Real Studios on YouTube. Look up Skipper Meets the Man. And Skipper Meets the Man.
How did
part
you
down, two.
Down, down, do do?
Yes, sir.
Sometimes
they're not the cheese, but I sure do.
You're
hearing about them.
I think this is my house. No, look closer.
Yep, this is definitely my house. You're fucking dead, Skipper. You're fucking dead.
So it's basically us just being ourselves.
Yeah, pretty much. You thought this was.
Bad. But, like, on crack.
Yeah, you thought this was on crack. That's like, this is Molly, that's crack.
Mm.
This is Black Tar Heroin.
No, guys, the thing is, I've been thinking about trying that, because, like, it must be
it's
good.
It's actually us on
stream. Right? Like,
yeah, it must be good if you can never stop.
It must be good, right? Like, I always hear people talking about, like, oh, this TV show was, like, so good. I was so addicted to it. And I was like, you know what? You should try.
Well, the thing is...
Listen, guys, it's not a gambling addiction. I've been doing it every day for 18 years, and I haven't gotten addicted yet. I am built different.
The reason why people get addicted to drugs is because how it works is in your brain, right, the drugs will sometimes, like, pose as certain other things. So, like...
We know how addiction works,
right? No one
wants a lesson on addiction.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, sure, do it.
Okay, so basically what happens is, like, let's say, like, you take some methamphetamine, right?
Mm-hmm.
That shit will pretend to be dopamine. So you'll just...
Methamphetamine.
Yeah, so you're just... So next you know, you'll just...
Dopamphetamine.
You'll just... Next you know, you're instead of taking in dopamine, you'll just be taking in fucking meth.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Which is pretty lit, if I say so myself.
But,
anyways, back to the
let's
movies.
Let's do some meth.
My favorite movie I saw this year... Oh. Actually, no. My two favorite movies I saw this year, they're both tied for my favorite. Rylan and Arlen are dapping each other up. That's what that sound is. Anyways, my two favorite movies I saw this year...
Up. That's what we're doing.
The Five Nights at Freddy's movie and the Barbie movie.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just Ken.
Anywhere else I'd be.
Okay, we're not gonna make you listen to this.
Yeah.
Now,
they were both phenomenal films. Like,
personally, Ken is the best character. My personal opinion.
I like Alan, Michael Cera's character, because I love Michael Cera. If you watch the movie, you would know how great of a character he
truly
is.
Did you just know? Did you know that I'm literally Ken?
Did you know? Arlen, you are Kenuff.
I am Knops.
I am Knops. Big Kenergy over here. He's doing clapping push-ups. Ryland, are you trying to break your fucking phone? Anyways, yeah, those were the best movies I saw this year.
Have you guys seen...
No.
Gen V?
I have not
the
yet.
The new boy show.
I keep meaning to, but I have a hard time watching shows because I'm lazy.
That's fair. It's a good show.
I will watch it. I'm going to get around to it eventually because I've heard it's really good and I like The Boys, so...
No spoilers, but if you ever watch The Boys, you should really watch Gen V. And if you don't like The Boys, you should... Or if you haven't seen The Boys, then you should watch The Boys on Prime Video.
Ryland. What did we talk about?
That was an accident.
Man. Watch The Boys on Prime Video.
This is not sponsored.
This is definitely sponsored.
We want it to be. Get your fucking gross-ass dogs out of my face, you bitch.
I made such an aggressive clunk. Ow, my shin. Shin.
Shin.
Shin.
It's like a Chinese person. Shin.
Shin.
Xinhua.
Bing Chiling. Boys, I have a question for you to end this shit off. Stop rolling dice. What was your favorite internetism of this year? Could be a meme, could be a video you like, could be anything of the sort. What is your favorite? As we end off this year of, quite frankly, horrible new developments in internet culture from the youngest generation, well, I believe we should reflect.
I feel like my favorite thing...
On what
thing
we liked
and
instead
like,
of disliked.
I think my favorite thing would have to be the new game that's been popping off right now, Lethal Company.
That's very recent, and it's so good.
All the videos I've seen, I've enjoyed and laughed at. It looks such...
Like, I have not seen a video of Lethal Company I haven't hysterically laughed at yet.
I've seen a lot of videos of Lethal Company, and I think they're really funny. Yeah. I wish I had a PC so I could play it myself, but unfortunately, I'm a console nerd.
I think my favorite...
You don't have 60 gigabytes!
I think my favorite... meme or internet comedicism of the year was all the Barbenheimer jokes. I thought those were really funny.
Has anyone here seen Barbenheimer?
Barbenheimer?
Has anyone here seen Oppenheimer?
I have not seen Oppenheimer.
I really want to watch Oppenheimer.
If he hit the second tower.
If he's number one, call that on Toppenheimer. If he's farming, call that Croppenheimer.
But there's a guy, god damn it.
And it's the end of the podcast, so this is going to be a stopping.
Wait, stop, whoa, stop, whoa. Stop, stop.
2001 called.
No!